thank you so much. That was Judy, Paula, and Carl for that delightful prelude. Good morning, everyone.
Good morning.
And welcome to Courage Unitarian Universalist Society. I'm Rachel Long. I'm the Prairie president right now. Prairie aspires to be both an open-hearted and an open-minded congregation. We welcome people of every ethnic and religious background, whatever your color, sexual orientation, or family structure. We welcome you no matter what your age, your abilities, or your inabilities. Toward the end of the service, visitors will have an opportunity to introduce themselves. If you're here for the first time or the second time or have been away from Prairie for a while, we hope you'll feel comfortable to tell us who you are at that time. On Sunday mornings, we provide a variety of services presented either by a layperson or by our consulting minister, Ralph Tuczynski. Today, Paula and Rebecca will be leading our transition service. This is our annual service where we honor those who are moving from one stage to another, and you'll see in your program that that's a pretty wide array. Our opening words today are, will be read by Madeline Arnold, and they're number 715 in your hymnal if you'd like to read them.
Your children are not your children. They are the sons and daughters of life's longing for itself.
They can be from you, but not from you. And though they are with you, yet they belong not to you.
You may give them your love, but not your thoughts, for they have their own thoughts.
You may house their bodies, but not their souls, for their souls dwell in the house of tomorrow, which you cannot visit, not even in your dreams.
You may strive to be like them, but not seek to make them like you. For life goes not backward, nor tarries with yesterday.
You are the vessels from which your children and the living heirs are sent forth.
So you may know the song version of that, but Sweet Honey and the Rock did. It's just beautiful. Maybe one day we'll do that in our transition service. We have a hymn called The Seven Principles. And you should have a handout somewhere in the chairs to sing along. And Eileen will be accompanying us.
Not going to play it all the way through.
Eileen will play it once all the way through so that everyone is familiar with the music before we sing it together.
Thank you.
Our chalice lighting meeting today will be read by Mary and Converse, and then it will be followed by a minute of silent meditation.
We can never make the world safe by fighting. Every nation must learn that the people of all nations are children of God and must share the wealth of the world. You may say this is impractical, far away, can never be accomplished, but it is the work we are appointed to do. Sometime, somehow, somewhere, we must ever teach this great lesson.
As a caring community, we now take time to briefly share any joys or concerns that we would with our fellow Prairie people.
For me, this is the joy. For Galen, this is the concern. We bought a new Prius, new for us, 2004 Prius, and we're expecting to drive to California and Oregon and maybe Alaska.
He's saying it's a joy to be here with young people that are making the next step in their lives. It is a sorrow for me that my granddaughter, Zena Mae Anderson, has dropped out of Prairie activities, and she will be graduating from 8th grade in a couple of days. I am going to take the curriculum from and reading and this, the seven principles. She's going to hear it. So then, I can kind of give that to her second.
You notice we have a bird with a broken wing here. Luckily, Granny had a flight accident and only broke two bones, or one bone twice. So he's healing, and luckily he's left-handed.
Yeah.
A few weeks ago, our dog, which we've had for 13 years, died at the age of 16 and a half, and that was a great sadness for my husband. And I was hoping to be dogless for the rest of my life, but he was crying himself to sleep every night. So I had to succumb to another dog, but this time I was pickier, and we drove to Illinois and got a dog, a mixed breed dog from a foster home, and she's such a good dog that she's turning me into a dog lover.
We have a joy in our whole family that our friend Kathy Clare, who lives in Thunderbolt, Georgia, which is outside of Savannah, is visiting us this weekend. She arrived last night. She's been a friend of my husband since 1980, and for me by extension since 1985 when I met him, and we have not seen her since 1995, so this is a long overdue visit, and she's at home chatting with him for like hours and hours.
Even I recently had the joy of visiting St. Petersburg, Russia with our good friends from Denmark, and if anyone is interested, I have pictures that I'd be happy to share afterwards. It was a really cool experience, and it was fun to be able to share with our tour guide that my book on retailing has come out in Russian. And she said, you know, I wasted half of my adult life standing in line to get food for my family. And it's sobering when you see what a consumer society they have today, because that wasn't that long ago. So I'd love to talk to anyone who's interested about the trip.
Hi. Well, we had a little mishap with the solar in our laundry dryer. That's why we were late, so. we're back from a trip out west, and I think we're all ready to run a marathon, because we spent most of the last week about 6,000 feet on the bridge. So we're happy to be back, and somebody over there we haven't seen for a while is here too.
I just want to tell you that some sad news is that my sister was diagnosed with cancer a few months back. Good news is that she's doing fine, had surgery and has gone through chemo, which was rough, but now, but she's doing well. And she is actually my second sister who's been diagnosed with cancer. The other one has been cancer-free for 8 years, so that's good news.
Okay, and I'd like to turn the microphone over to Rebecca Nalfi-Alaganti, our Youth Religious Education Coordinator, who's going to be helping lead the program today. I always look forward to the transition service because it's a time for everybody to get to see what I get to see every Sunday. It's the talent of our youth that we have. Here. And I'll be honest, when I found out that I was pregnant in October, I just thought, what kind of world will I be bringing my son into? And it was scary when I thought about it, but at the end of the year, I see these children, I mean all of them, all the children here, preschool to high school, these kids are amazing, absolutely amazing, and it gives me hope. And so all of you parents out there, give yourselves a pat on the back, because this is, I often refer to the children here as my children. So when people are asking me, what are you guys doing at church? Well, my kids are doing this, my kids. So I'm very proud to be the youth coordinator here and to get to know everybody so well. And we have two students here who are transitioning into high school, and I wish them all the best. And hopefully these will be the best years of your life.
So far.
They work for me, but hopefully they will. the first student we have is Gavin McFarland. And Gavin, if you wanted to come up. I met Gavin last year when I was a middle school teacher. And something I noticed about Gavin was that he's a very intelligent boy. And he has a fondness for hats. And my husband, who's not very good with names, often refers to Gavin as Crazy Hat Boy. He hasn't quite learned his name yet. He's here. He has a lot of his artwork up here, so I encourage you afterward to come and look at his artwork. I was quite amazed when I would see him doing it in class. what a great artist he is. And he also is an avid longboard skateboarder. He did something unique. He has a video to show everybody today of his talent. So could you explain to people what your...
Could you also tell us about your art, too?
Yes.
Yeah, I think most of the art is, well, most of it's just for middle school stuff, but I think a few of the sculpture things are from fifth grade.
Just tell them how you made.
Oh, yeah, some of the things, like, some of the pictures, I've got, like, one that's a painting up there that I made last semester, And then some of the things that I made in a computer, or like a art technology arts class at the UW-Madison. Online I those with a programming computer. And so, yeah. And then, like Rebecca said, I made a video of just kind of stuff that I like. And
can we ask a question?
Yeah.
What's the title of that big one?
I don't really have a title. I just kind of made them.
It doesn't have symbolism either, just...
The hand was actually hand of one of my friends at the class, and so we were just messing around with it.
No, the other part is a peacock feather.
Yeah, and the other...
digitally...
The part here is a peacock feather. Mm-hmm.
It does look like it should have some major significance.
Yeah, it really doesn't mean anything. It just kind of wants to stop.
It's in the eye of the beholder.
Yeah. And the video just has like longboarding, a little bit of skating stuff, and the some other photos that are kind of.
Another question?
Yeah.
In the skateboarding, how did you get your mom and your dad to be willing to let you do those daring things?
I don't know, really.
He changed from doing the kinds of things where you can go up on half pipes to more of a sort of a racing kind of different.
Yeah.
So it's different now.
Safer.
It is safer.
You'll
notice he does not have a helmet on, so that's
another thing about this is that one of the songs in here is kind of loud. I wasn't like thinking about that when I got this thing ready, so.
Earplugs.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, Finn was. Finn was one of the people who helped with the building, and I remember.
Oh,
okay. What'd you see? Your
picture. I know.
I know.
What a great shot.
Yeah, that's a great shot.
That's great.
And that's yeah. It's small. It looks like small.
She's a lovely cat.
They got art on there.
Oh, they do have art.
the multiple choice, I hope you notice that some of these have more than one.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Okay, Gavin. Gavin loves to eat a wide variety of food. He really loves seafood. And if you were going to invite Gavin over for supper, what would you want to fix? And it has to be seafood.
Just give us the answer.
It's Budapest and squid. He's good Norwegian. My mom's 100% Norwegian. We have Budapest at Christmas every year. He eats half of the stuff. Amazing. Grandma's favorite grandson. Well, number two is probably an easy one. When Gavin was in first grade, he was often called on to pronounce the names of
dinosaurs.
Number three, also an easy one. Which sport does Gavin spend most of his time thinking about?
Longboarding.
Yeah, that's me. I'm a caroler. He's a longboarder. Longboarding. Now, number four. When Gavin was 10 years old, we were out out west someplace. Yes. And he was so excited to get to buy one of his favorite all-time books with his own money. He was very excited about it. And that happened to be, Gavin?
The bird book.
He might have been a little older. Younger. Now, number five is a little deceiving because I think he likes all of these classes, but he's discovered something this year at school. So, which class has brought Gavin the greatest pleasure? Unexpected pleasure?
Art.
Tech ed. I should have said unexpected pleasure. Would have been better. He's always loved art.
Don't know where I love my
teacher. Yeah, art teacher's here, so he's got to be careful. Very instrumental. Gavin can play clarinet, oboe, and cymbals.
Where are they today?
Yeah, he's got march today, so after this he's got to go back and be ready to play the cymbals. Okay. And number seven, and how many different houses has Gavin lived in so far?
Four
houses. Okay, true and false. Ever since he was a toddler, he's been a morning person, often being up at 5 o'clock, even on weekends. No, definitely false.
Only as a toddler.
Number nine, Gavin's been known to eat up to 8 bowls of cereal. He's working on it. He's getting closer every day. I think 4 to 5 is an average. He hasn't quite reached 8, so that's a tricky false one. And a typical conversation for number 10 includes words such as trucks, boneless, fakey, vert, and grinding, which are
longboarding,
skateboarding words. So that's a true statement. Okay. Gavin loves to travel and has aspirations of being a foreign exchange student, maybe to Japan?
True.
Yeah. Will he change to Italy? Okay, well, it's an ongoing process, but it's been Japan for a long time. Gavin loves animals and currently has 2 cats, a dog, and a salamander.
Yeah.
That's a trick question.
It's a trick question. You know, yeah, I learned that from you. It's partially true. There's 2 cats. He has had a dog. He has had a salamander, but they are no longer with us. We have 2 cats.
He
loves his animals. Okay. If given an hour of free time, Gavin enjoys hanging in his room, organizing his art stuff, books, and skateboarding magazines. Or there's a key word in here. Like skateboarding magazines, and then he loves to look at it, but it's where are they? Organization. Okay. 14. Gavin won an essay award in 6th grade and received a Hope of America award when he was in 5th grade.
True.
Both are true statements. And it keeps, now it's fall. Okay. Surprisingly, Gavin is very drawn to romantic comedies.
There's some that
when his mother's watching them, he gets drawn to watch them.
Nonstop at church, but never get hyper, and that's true. Another good thing about him is that he always has good music, he's always cheerful, and willing to accept everyone the way that they are. This is from Karen Deaton, this is our new RE chair. I co-taught our middle school RE class last fall with Carl Wacker. Our curriculum aimed to examine the beauty principles through the lens of popular music. What I remember about Seth is that he knows a lot of songs and enjoys his music. I also noticed that, like many UUs, Seth values cleverness and looks for opportunities to say funny things. He finds these opportunities frequently. He also thinks about life and in our class discussions about the UU principles, and he had a knack for connecting the principles to his observations about the social world of middle school. I really enjoyed spending time with him and hope to get to know him better in the years to come. This is from Ann Urbanski. Seth is a terrific kid. He loves black. He wears black clothes a lot. And he dyed his hair black too. He's very enthusiastic about things that he likes, including computers and music. Best wishes to Seth as he moves on to high school. And this is from the Long Arnold. He has a wacky sense of humor.
Yeah.
He looks great in hats.
Yeah.
Loves the frog song, which anyone who's been at an overnight would know. Adds spice to the RE classes. Top-notch DDR player. DDR is Dance Dance Revolution. That's pretty cool. That's hard. Can really hold his caffeine. And is capable of expanding any conversation. Enlarge on the topic or getting off the topic in a good way. So that is Seth Whitney.
Yeah.
Okay. All right, and then we have. I'll be here.
Okay.
Can you ask a question?
Oh, yes. Does anybody have any questions to ask Seth?
What color is your hair when it's not black?
This is kind of it. It's, it's vaginal hair color, kind of.
It's close.
Yeah. Just black or
close. Your hair is really dark. Okay.
It was really dark brown. That's its original hair color. So. Yeah.
What middle school did you go to, and what high school did you go to?
I'm gonna go to Best High School, and
sorry.
Yeah, I went to Cherokee Middle School.
Are there any particular sports or activities you enjoy? You have a bunch of
getting ready for the test.
I like DDR and video games and anything that has to do with computers.
How many cups of coffee do you drink?
Most days I drink, but when I drink coffee, I drink one or two usually, but yeah.
Do you like dance?
Do you like dance? I like to dance with the DDR machine.
What are you going to do this summer?
I'm going to go to St. Louis, and I'm going to work as a camp counselor for YMCA camp.
Oh, thank you.
Okay,
What kind of music do you listen to?
I like lots of different music. I like punk, alternative, yeah, I like stuff ranging from like acoustic to death metal and I like techno and like trance and electronica also, so I have lots of different kinds of music. Mm-hmm.
Does anybody have any more? Oh, yes.
What is the most annoying song you've ever listened to?
Lots and lots of them on the radio.
Right. Thanks, Matt. And the last person that we have is Malian Conger. She will be graduating this year. High school, graduating high school and going off to college. She's going off to University in Storm Lake, Iowa. And I contacted the university there and they remember meeting Marianne. I can't forget her. And they have already prepared a name tag for her. So when you arrive, you'll have a group of people to welcome you at the UU church there. Something about Malian that I really like about her is that she is so outgoing and so cheerful. And I noticed that she's always welcoming people. If there's anybody new here at the church, she's immediately talking to them. Doesn't matter what age. She works so well with the little kids, with the big kids, with the adults. You know, she talks to everyone, and she's so happy all the time. Malian was actually the first person to welcome me here when I was a middle school teacher. I went downstairs, and it was my first spirit circle. And Malian came up to me, and she said, you know, she introduced herself. And then she said, what grade are you in? I said, I'm not in any grade, I'm your middle school teacher. I don't like this girl. So, Mary, you said you had prepared something?
More like a, come up. Before, yeah, it's like for Gavin. Is that for me?
Come on. Okay, well, actually, I'm going to have all the students, Seth and Gavin, Mary, if you can come up here. I have some gifts for you. It doesn't she look so beautiful today?
Yes.
Gavin, this is a chalice pin. Present to you. Yeah, you can put it on there. Put it on your shirt and wear it with pride. And Seth, your dad told us that you're into earrings, so I got you some chalice earrings. And then Malian picked out her gift. And I did get it for you. It's a chalice necklace.
Between students and teachers. Conversations can be held in the hallway, but they're there to be sought out, not forced, like offered in class. The hallway for me has become where I can have a social life with the people I don't see in class, students that I've had in previous classes and friends that I wouldn't see at all. As I was thinking about what to say for this speech, I realized how much I really wanted to tell you about high school. I wanted to explain that even though there are some neat people that you might not end up liking, there are always more people out there that are just waiting to become your friends. So don't worry about other people, because really everyone is playing for themselves in high school. What I really mean is, when you walk down the hall, don't worry about what people think of you, because it doesn't really matter. It doesn't really matter who's going out with whom, who followed who, or what someone thought of someone else. What really matters is what you're doing and what you think of yourself. Because as long as you know what yourself, you'll be fine. What can I really tell you about the classes and the people you'll meet? What can I really tell you about the food and the teachers that you might have? What can I really say about high school that might help you in the future? Nothing. You must experience it yourself and understand that it would take a lifetime to explain. So good luck with the obstacles that challenge you on the way. Take them head on, because the rewards are always worth looking at. By the way, the people are interesting, the food is always bad. Teachers are difficult to figure out, and high school is a tough ride. So strap in, because you're in for the time of joy. Have a great time.
She's going to be welcoming our new members. She's the chair of the membership and hospitality plan.
Thank you, Rachel. Another important transition in life is finding a spiritual community. And I'm very happy to be able to welcome our two newest members, Reuben Long-Arnold and Heidi Hughes. Unfortunately, Heidi was not able to be here today. And I don't know if, most of you have met her, but if you don't know her, she's shorter than I am. She has dark, short, curly hair. And she will be wearing this beautiful name tag that Mechie designed. It has a sandal crane.
Great blue heron.
Oh, I'm sorry. A great blue heron flying over marshland. You can admire Mechie's mug here. So I'm very happy to welcome next Reuben Long-Arnold. And he's been part of our community for a while in RE, and now he's a And I have a little bag for Reuben, decorated by Toby. And Reuben, you're receiving a prairie directory. And a packet of Chalice note cards that you can come in handy. A prairie pen. And a packet of wildflowers, mixed wildflowers. You can sow beauty wherever you go. And last but not least, his name tag.
Oh, yeah.
You can see the theme on the name tag.
Yeah.
Musical. It's a keyboard.
Yeah. Oh. So.
And I also wanted to take this opportunity to acknowledge members who have joined within the last year. And we have most of them with us today. Some of them with us today. Okay, Mary Wixon, if you could come up, I have a little something for you. Are John and Mary France here? I thought Mary would be able to make it. Kurt, if you can come up. Carl Wacker.
Carl Wacker.
Join the community and committees and coming,
They've participated in committees. They've been coming and participating on Sundays in circle dinner groups. And we're just very happy to have them as a Mission Squad community. So thank you very much. Why don't you can sit down. I would like to end while I was thinking of having you stand up. I'd like to finish with a responsive reading. And this is number 442. We bid you welcome to come with a weary spirit seeking rest.
Who come with troubles that are too much with you, who come hurt and afraid.
We bid you welcome who come with hope in your heart.
Who come with the anticipation in your step, who come proud and joyous.
We bid you welcome who are seekers of a new faith.
Who come to grow and explore, who come to learn.
We bid you welcome who entered this hall as a homecoming.
Who have found in your room every spirit, who find in this people a family.
Whoever you are, whatever you are, wherever you are on your journey,
we bid you welcome.
We're now singing hymn 360, True We Have Gathered, and stand as you are able. Overnights, they're also volunteering on service Sundays and on retreats.
So these are some busy people that have dedicated a lot of their valuable time to our program. So I wanted to recognize all the teachers who have taught this year. And so if everybody could stand up, I'm going to present them with a thank you card and also, back by popular demand, a plant. This year it's Prairie Smoke. Everybody who was taught this year could stand up. Can somebody help me with the flowers? Also for preschool class was Kim Turan and Irene. For K through 2, we had Robin Proud. We had Marsha Johnson, who's here only in winter time. She also taught for several months. Rachel Long taught she taught in the fall, and then Carl Walker took over in the spring. I want to mention something about Carl. And then that was converted into the high school class, so he then volunteered to teach the K through 2 class in the spring. And then he has also gone, he's gone with the overnights, he has participated in the service Sundays, and he also went to, is it Missouri? Kirkwood, Missouri with our high school students during a snowstorm to bring them to college.
Thanks for being a
member.
Quite an experience.
Yeah,
I would encourage you to do the con.
The con is a very special.
It's really fun. Yeah.
So he did this before he became a member, so look what you can do if you are a member. 3 through 5th grade was Randy Converse. That was her first year, and also it was Kim's first year, too. Then the middle school was taught by Carl and Karen Dean, she can't come today, but she's also our new RE chair. And then high school, we had Erin Bosch. And Ermansky, who has done 5, 6 years to Rick Reckie, he's not here today, he also participated, and also our daycare provider, Isha, she's in the back. Thank you. Very comfortable this year with our daycare, she's an amazing person, and I trust my child in her, so she will be receiving phone calls for babysitting.
And I just wanted to make a special thank you. Phyllis Long is standing, and I'm trying to remember Dirk Herhoyman, and you're going to list all them. Okay, go ahead.
Before you thank everybody, I want to thank them too. I also wanted to recognize all of the people who presented in our humanism class. As many of you know, we had a lesson humanism for our high school class. And when I looked over that curriculum, I thought, oh my gosh, this is really intense. And I figured I probably would have to have one of the long arm of kids explain some of it to me. Those are some bright kids. So, and I want to mention too briefly, Kurt Gudnick was one one of them who taught a journalism class. And we unfortunately did not remind Kirk that he had to teach one Sunday. So the high school facilitator and I were kind of freaking out, and Kirk came downstairs and said, "I think we're supposed to teach today." And I said, "But it's a pretty complex lesson. I don't know if you might want to have time to prepare." And Kirk looked it over and in 2 seconds said, "Nope, I can do it," and went there and taught. And the children said it was one of the best lessons they had. And they just said Kurt was an amazing teacher, and he was so intelligent. And his son said that he enjoyed it as well. So I wanted to thank Kurt Putnick was one of them who taught.
Stand up.
Andrew Bansky.
No,
You did a class. And Kim Turok also did a class. Rose Smith did a class. Rachel Long did a class. Susan and Warren Hagstrom did a class. Dark Air Hoyman. Three classes, and Delita did a cheated number of classes too as well this year. So I want to thank all of you for dedicating your time to the program. Thank you so much. And all our teachers.
That it's only been like just past a year that she's been here, because we've depended on her so much and she's been so wonderful. So I wanted to present her with a basket of flowers. I just wanted to express our tremendous appreciation for all the energy and spirit and love that Rebecca has put into our program, and you should be all thanking her personally. Okay. As others have said, Perry runs on love and money. And it's time for our offertory, and Eileen is playing for us.
Wait for the microphone.
I say hello to you.
Mark, and this is about my fourth meeting. I need like $10 to add to the contribution to be completely successful.
Welcome.
Guys, don't remember.
Anyone else?
Hi, my name is Cheyenne. I think this is my third time being here.
Thank you, my dear.
Welcome.
We're Hillary and Eric Plum. Today's actually our first day visiting. And part of our reason for trying this church first is that we are alum of Max College. So go for your fire.
That'll win you points with several folks.
Anyone else?
You'll notice that we do have announcements written in your order of service. I call your attention to those announcements. And are there other brief announcements that didn't make it into the order of service that anyone needs to make today?
I'd like to say that we had the picnic last Sunday after the service, and people really, really enjoyed it, and there's general agreement, I think, that we should make more use of that lawn and schedule some picnics after services over the summer.
Yes. Well, this is our sort of closing of our religious education year today, and we'll certainly have people available for childcare and to, as best as we can, have entertaining and enjoyable times on Sundays for kids. We won't have formal classes until the end of August. So just so people are aware, we certainly encourage you to come with kids, upstairs or downstairs, however you see fit. And we're going to do hymn 400, Shalom Kaveh Ring. We'll be doing both verses, first in Hebrew and then farewell.
The farewell is not easy.
Okay, those of you who know it will be singing farewell to friends, farewell to friends, farewell, farewell, till we meet again, till we meet again.
That's the second verse?
That'll be the second verse. Friendship to those around you, and join us for coffee and community.